Sissy, how long is Uncle Bill going to live at his office?
Oh, he doesn't really live there, Jody.
Doesn't he like to eat with us anymore?
Of course he does, Buffy. It's only his work that keeps him at the office. It has absolutely nothing to do with his affection for you.
Let's go. Come on. Bye, Mr. Branch.
Bye, Mr. Branch.
Bye.
Invoice dated yesterday and the delivery verified. Is the superintendent's initials?
Right. I checked. He verifies the load on every truck before signing.
Well, how can anybody steal 10,000 feet of electric conduit and 100 gross outlet boxes?
I don't know. But we're one more day behind schedule. Anything look suspicious at all?
Nope. How far behind are we?
9 days.
9 days. That's 5,000 a day in contract penalties. Well, we gotta find out some way to stop these thefts.
At least none of the workmen on that job know who you are up to now. Sooner or later, you're gonna find out who the thief is.
Well, I'm going back to the tunnel tonight to check out how many orders we need so we can reschedule.
Davis residence.
Friends, I'm going to be tied up again tonight. I won't be able to have dinner with the kids. Put one of mine, will you?
Oh, I'm afraid they're out for the evening, sir.
Out where?
Well, Miss Sissy is at the library with Miss Sharon. Jody is spending the evening with his friend Richard. And Buffy's upstairs assisting Mrs. Sutton with her dishes.
Yeah, spread out all over the place. Well, I'll see you at home.
Very well, sir.
Chow time, buddy.
Yeah.
I worked with a welder named Davis on a job up in the Bronx. Well, let's see what the rack made up today. Sandwiches, hard-boiled eggs. Applesauce. Cheese. Piece of cake.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. And I've got, peanut butter and jelly again.
Returned to the fold, huh? Mm-hmm.
Seems like the minute I get tied up with something, this whole family starts falling apart.
Oh, there's no need to be concerned, sir. They're all sleeping peacefully.
Hmm. They don't look like I'm much of an uncle.
Well, they do miss you, of course, but it'll all be all right again, sir, when you're able to spend evenings at home.
Yeah, trouble is, I don't know how long this job's going to take. Well, I'll let you get some sleep.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Was our lunch satisfactory?
Yeah, listen, I know I told you not to pack anything fancy, but do you think you could think of something maybe a little bit fancier than the peanut butter and jam?
Of course, sir.
Yeah, well, I have to be up at 5. Good night.
Good night, sir. Oh, dear. I suppose I better set my alarm for 4:30. Something fancier than peanut butter. Bacon and tomato, perhaps? No. Fried chicken, to be sure.
Meatloaf again.
Oh, I got fried chicken. Yeah, I see.
Okay, here. You been in this racket long?
20 years.
I've been at it 10. Never worked with the same welder twice.
Well, that can happen in New York.
Welding's okay. What I really want to be is a draftsman. Only I'd have to go to night school to learn drafting, and I can't afford to quit my other job.
You got another job?
Yeah. I work nights as a gym instructor. Show white-collar guys how to turn their flab into muscles. Trouble with working two jobs, though, I don't get to spend much time with my kids except on Sunday.
I know what you mean.
How many kids you got? I got 4.
I wish I could spend more time with my kids, too.
Well, tell the missus to keep them busy. That's the whole secret.
I haven't got a wife.
Oh, sorry. Some kind of family project is a good idea. Get them all working together.
How do you do that?
Figure out something of interest to all of them. Something around the house.
You know anything like that?
Sure. Fish.
Fish?
Live tropical fish. In aquariums. Fish are a real family project at our house. Kids watch those fish like television.
Even older kids?
The whole family. Tell you what, I'll bring you a couple of guppies. Try them out.
Do you think they stay home and watch fish?
Why not? Mine do.
Well, a pleasant surprise to have you home, sir.
Well, I have to go back. I just came home to bring a surprise.
Surprise? What is it?
How's that?
Oh, I never saw little live sardines before.
Guppies.
That's funny.
They're going to give birth to little ones.
When?
Oh, pretty soon. The guy said they had about 60, 70 babies.
That's a lot of babies.
Yeah. They come from Trinidad. That's an island off the coast of South America someplace.
Just like our teacher said, everybody but the Indians come from someplace else.
Yep. Well, we go for guppies?
We sure do. They're cute for fish.
Sir, at blessed event time, won't that little jar become a bit crowded?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we'll get an aquarium, see how the kids are so interested.
Aquarium? What's that?
It's a big glass tank, you know, to hold the fish. We're going to do this right. The whole family's going to watch fish.
Okay, now let's see how the guppies like their new home.
Where'd they go? I can't see them anymore.
There's one. Oh,
Now it's hidden behind the greenery.
Uncle Bill, I could see them better in the jar.
They do look kind of lost in there. I think what we need is more fish.
Good, let's go out and get some more fish.
Lots of fish.
You intend to specialize in live breeders or egg layers?
Oh, neither one. We just want to get the aquarium looking a little more populated.
Hey, look at these.
Genus Sophophorus Hellery Heckle. Commonly called swordtails.
Okay, we take a couple.
Hey, can we have one of these?
Yeah, you should have a pair of the platies, Mr. Davis. They're most desirable in a community aquarium.
Fine.
Hey, look at these funny ones.
Yeah, he's got whiskers.
A Nigerian catfish. Very good to help keep the tank clean.
Yeah, we'll take two of them.
Uncle Bill, can I have one of those blue ones back there?
What about these with the stripes?
Hey, look, hidden tail light.
Supposed to change the water?
Oh, we don't change it. We just add more whenever we need it. It has to be aged water.
Aged water, sir?
Yeah, you let it sit around for a few days till the chlorine goes out of it. You got some place in the kitchen you can let a big pot of water sit around?
Quite so, sir.
I better call Sharon and tell her I won't be able to come up tonight.
Okay, I have to go back to the office, too. You kids keep an eye on the livestock now.
Okay, Uncle Bill.
We will.
Well, how often do we feed them?
I don't know. Look it up in the book. Look at them. Yeah, that family project idea really works.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, I'll meet you there right after dinner. Bye.
Hi, Sissy.
Well, hi, you guys.
Sissy,
will you ask Mr. French if I could go play with Peter after dinner? He's got new toy soldiers.
And I want to go up to Mrs. Sutton's. She's going to teach me how to sew.
Well, why don't you ask Mr. French?
We already did. He said we have to stay home and watch the fish.
Uncle Bill wants us to.
Well, Mr. French is right. With Uncle Bill working day and night, the least we can do is look after his fish.
Okay. I'll sure be glad when Uncle Bill can take care of his own fish.
Just seen those kids. I think I'll call and see how they're doing.
Oh, there goes another one. Oh, Mr. French, do something.
Yeah, just one moment.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Davis residence.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, sir, baby guppies are arriving by the dozens and other fish are eating them.
Run for it. Oh, it's too late.
So, what do you suggest I should do?
Well, I'll call up the fish store and have them deliver another aquarium.
Another aquarium, sir?
Yep. You've got to keep the mothers and the babies separate from the other fish.
Oh, yes, sir, of course. I see. Yeah. Very good, sir.
The big fish are eating the little fish.
Thank you.
fine. What happened?
It's an emergency.
What happened?
Well, I woke up and I remembered that I forgot to tell the fishies goodnight.
It's an emergency?
No, one of the fishies did. Hurry, Uncle Bill, come on. Floating on the top?
Hmm.
We better call the fish doctor.
I don't know if there's any fish doctors that make house calls.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Uncle Bill! Hurry! Please, Uncle Bill! Hurry! Hurry! What's that?
It's salt. And I just remembered my mother used to cure a sick goldfish by putting them in salt water. See? So, there it is. Here.
He looks awful.
Well, we have to give him a little time. You want to go back to bed now?
Uncle Bill, can we sit up and watch him?
Okay. What's that? Hey. Uh-oh. Time to get up.
I bet you're the best fish doctor in the whole world.
Tried on a beauty last night.
No, I was up all night with a sick fish and put him in salt water.
That's a good way. But you should feed him live food once in a while.
Like what?
We raise worms. Easy to do, don't take much space, and the fish love them.
Yeah, I suppose they do, but... No, I don't want worms in a house.
Feed them mosquito wigglers. You know, mosquito larvae. Buy a pint. Any tropical fish store.
Yeah, well, the fish project is working wonders for the family. I guess I'll have to keep it up.
This is a plague of mosquitoes.
I'm all lumpy.
Well, a fish is supposed to be eating them.
It's okay, Uncle Bill. We like mosquitoes, too.
Yeah, Now we can watch fish and mosquitoes.
Mister.
Take care of those guys, Smith.
Yes, hope you know what you're doing, Bill.
Well, I think I do. That truck was going right through the gate with a load of material. The foreman had checked it as unloaded.
What's that to you?
This is Mr. Davis. He's the head of the whole construction company.
Come on, bring those guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you call the police?
Yes, sir, Mr. Davis.
William R. Davis?
You want to work in my office as a draftsman?
I don't know anything about drafting yet.
Well, we'll teach you. Come on. What time do you tell the kids to be home?
8:30, sir. They're quite prompt as a rule. Is there anything else, Mr. Davis?
No, thanks. Well, I'm going to be home early from now on.
Good. Peter's new toy soldiers are great.
Hmm.
Mrs. Sutton is helping me make a nightgown for Mrs. Beasley.
Hey, Uncle Bill! Is anything wrong?
No, I just rejoined the family. I was hoping we'd spend the evening together.
Oh, doing what?
Oh, looking at the fish.
They don't do anything except swim round and round.
Sure, that's what fish do.
Uncle Bill, as soon as I know how to sew better, I'll make you a nightgown, too.
Do we have to watch your fish all the time, Uncle Bill?
I mean my fish. They belong to all of us.
Oh.
Sure, family should do things together, you know, family projects.
Okay, you want me to teach you how to sew? It's fun. I'll ask Mrs. Sutton if she'll help me teach you, and we can all do it together.
Not me, but I'll ask Peter if you can play toy soldiers with us.
Gee, we never realized we should be interested in the same thing.
All of a sudden, I wonder why I ever thought we should.
Gee, Uncle Bill, we don't need anything special like fish to keep us together.
We sure don't. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If I don't have to listen to your music or learn how to sew and play with Peter's soldiers, you don't have to look at the fish either.
Okay.
Agreed.
You're right. All they do is swim around.
And multiplies, huh?
You know what I think we'll do? We'll give these to the guy that suggested the whole thing. His family really likes to look at fish.
Oh, splendid, sir. You know, sir, I was beginning to feel a little nervous about them. I had the uneasy feeling that the fish were watching me.
Oh.